thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Habakkuk 2, verse 3, wait for it, it will certainly come. Before leaving our study on obstacles to answered prayer, let's be clear about one thing. Some of our unanswered prayers have been answered. The answer is wait. But because we don't like the answer, we keep hoping God will have a change of heart. The truth is, God won't change His mind to accommodate us. So we have two options. Number one, keep complaining to Him, or number two, start cooperating with Him. When the prophet Habakkuk needed an answer to his prayers in order to give direction to Israel, what did God tell him? Wait. Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. Though it linger, wait for it. It certainly will come and will not delay. God works according to His own plan and schedules, and He won't be rushed. When you try to get ahead of Him, you always end up in trouble. Abraham did that, and the end result was Ishmael. That's when Abraham's troubles began in earnest. Other times, God answers our prayers and says no. He knows what you can handle and when you'll be ready to handle it, and He won't give it to you before then. Paul said, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord, but He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" Now, instead of delivering Paul from his problem, God used it to develop him. Without his thorn in the flesh to counterbalance his great talent and potential pride, Paul wouldn't have been nearly so effective in the service of God. Think about it. From Vision's Word for Today, Obstacles to Answered Prayer, Part 6.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.